Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1016, 1016, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so as we always do, every so often, we backtrack a little bit. A shaila or a question or a very interesting thing comes up in reference to something which we already learned. So we are, of course, in the middle of the brachas of Kedima and Brachas, Kedima and Brachas, what bracha comes first, and so on. We finished before that Mayim Achroinim. So an interesting thing that was brought to my attention in reference to Mayim Achroinim, we spoke about there's a few different things. Sometimes somebody has spoke out, or they have to talk out, or whatever the case is, after Mayim Achroinim. So you're not supposed to talk out after Mayim Achroinim. Fine, we understand that. But sometimes it comes up. Let's say Shir HaMalas. We said, let's say somebody forgot to say Shir HaMalas, just to review again. So you're supposed to say Shir HaMalas before you wash Mayim Achroinim. So then a person said Shir HaMalas, you wash my machronim, so now go ahead, say Shir HaMalas, and just wash again. There's no bracha involved over here. I want to explain. So there's no issue of saying a bracha again, by Netilas Yadayim, by Mayim Rishonim, washing before. So then it's much more complicated because you're running into questions of saying a bracha again. And the various many different cases which we spoke about. So how that works, what that's all about, we spoke about over there. But Mayim Achroinim, it's fairly simple. If somebody, you're not supposed to talk out, but if somebody did talk out, just you rewash again, and that's all. That's basically the whole story. The only thing was, we did mention last time, a few shiurim ago, in reference to hidden imuchan, that could be said right after Mayim Achroinim, because that's really according to many part of benching. You say hidden imuchan, your mom is getting ready for benching, but now the question comes up: I wash Mayim Achroinim. Good. I said everything. I said my Shir HaMalas. Then I went to wash my Machroinim. I did everything the right way. Beautiful. Now the question is, somebody, let's say, comes and knocks on the door, right? And it's somebody you have to answer for. Or they're knocking on the door. You're not going to wait till after benching. It'll disturb your benching. Or a different case scenario. Sometimes the kid, the child, the baby's crying. The child is crying and your mom should have to talk out. You already washed your Mayim Achroinim, and now you have to talk out to tell him something because he's a baby. He's not a 2-year-old kid. I'll just give an example. He's not going to understand, by you motioning to him or something like that without talking out. You have to talk out. Or sometimes the kids are playing around and it could be a dangerous situation, something like that. And you have to tell them, stop, don't do this. Be it as it may, bottom line is there are situations, there are circumstances which do come up after one did wash Mayim Achroinim, of course, before they started to bench. Once you start to bench, you're not allowed to talk out. That's not an issue. We spoke about that. You're not supposed to talk out at all. Even Bein HaPrakim, that was a whole thing. Even Bein HaPrakim, in other words, in benching itself, even between the paragraphs, you're not supposed to talk out at all. You're not supposed to be doing anything, and of course not to be talking out. So that's not even an issue. But we're talking about here strictly, we wash Mayim Achroinim, and before I actually started the bracha of the first bracha of benching, their situation did come up, whereby, like we said, for example, somebody might have knocked on the door for whatever reason. They need something, let's say a neighbor, right? Or like we said, a child or a baby or something like that. And whereby a person has to talk out. It's a pressing need, the b'shasat chak, as they say. So what one should do, again, very simple, just go back and rewash Mayim Achroinim. Because it's not a question of, a person might think, well, okay, so what is it going to help me if I already washed Mayim Achroinim? So I spoke out, what can I do? So be it as a man, I'm not allowed to talk out, but listen, I was an inus, and as they say in English, I was an inus. What can I do? It doesn't work like that. We want to try where one could fix the situation. One has to try as much as possible to fix the situation. That's an important thing to keep in mind in all of halacha. Where possible, one could fix the situation, and it's not very tedious type of a thing, or it's not very hard to do, let's put it like that. The best thing is to try and fix the situation. And also to cover all grounds. Many times there's machlekes in certain areas, so we try and do something, that action in general in halacha, to cover all angles of it, all aspects of that halacha, whatever the halacha might be. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so it's a short shiur today. I just wanted to bring that out. I don't want to really mix it up with the kedima and brachas, kedima bebrachas, which brachas comes first, because that is a little bit more on the complicated side. So just real quickly to sum up, somebody did wash Mayim Achroinim. We said, of course, real, to review again, Shir HaMalas comes before Mayim Achroinim. If you forgot and you wash Mayim Achroinim, then go ahead and say Shir HaMalas, and Lashmayim Acharonim again, right? The Hinani Muchan, like we said last time, that could be said before benching, even after Mayim Acharonim. That's really part of benching, according to many. And again, if somebody did wash Mayim Acharonim and the situation B'shas Adchak did come up, whether it is somebody knocked on the door, a child, a baby, whatever, and somebody does have to talk out, sometimes it could be their wife, whatever, something has to be said, pressing need. So then go ahead, even though it's after you wash Mayim Acharonim, I'm not allowed to talk out, so I'm going to go ahead and talk out, and then just go ahead and rewash the regular Mayim Acharonim, the regular way like you did it the first time. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Brocha, Kol Tuv.